这样的故事。
The narrative that we just read is the story of the, what happened with Jesus and his companions on the Mount of Transfiguration.
在那里耶稣改变面貌，衣服洁白放光。
There, Jesus' appearance changed and his clothes were as bright as flash of lightning.
从一个看似平凡的人展现了神儿子的荣耀。
From a seemingly ordinary person, he displayed the glory of his identity as the Son of God.
而且还有两个人和耶稣一同讲话。
There were two men in conversation with Jesus.
这两个人可以说是旧约的代表。
These two men are the representatives from the Old Testament.
摩西是旧约律法的传达者。
Moses is the deliverer of the Old Testament law.
以利亚是旧约先知的代表人物。
Elijah is the representative of the Old Testament prophets.
这两个代表显示整个旧约都在为耶稣的身份和工作做见证。
These two witnesses, representatives, bear witness to the identity and the ministry of Jesus Christ.
他们在山上谈话。
They were conversing on the mountain.
经文说他们在谈耶稣去世的事。
The scripture tells us that they were talking about Jesus' departure.
中文的去世 NIV 翻成 departure.
In the NIV translation, it's translated into the word departure.
离开
To leave.
这是耶稣死亡的委婉的表达。
This is a euphemism for death, his imminent death.
这个字呢，跟旧约的出埃及记是同一个字，跟。
This word departure has the same root word as the word exodus in the Old Testament.
在旧约出埃及记是对以色列人出埃及拯救的作为的叙述。
The book of Exodus is a description, it's a narrative of the Israelites, God's deliverance of the Israelites out of Egypt.
所以这个字用在这里有两层的含义。
The word that is used here has two meanings.
一个是指耶稣的死。
One is to refer to Jesus' death.
一个是指耶稣对全人类的拯救作为。
One is to refer to the deliverance of humanity from sin, all humanity.
这两个含义是二合一的。
These two meanings are one.
因为耶稣正是为了拯救我们脱离罪恶。
Because for the sake of our sins, for Jesus to deliver us out of our sin.
而付上了自己生命的代价。
Paid with the price of his own life.
当他们刚上山的时候，他们在祷告。
When they were about to climbing on the mountain, they were praying.
门徒在祷告当中睡着了。
The disciples were very sleepy.
这可能是我们很多人的经验了。
This is probably true with many of us.
因此，直到变相的事发生了一段时间之后，门徒才醒过来。
Only until after a while did the disciples wake up to see the in the middle of the transfiguration.
所以门徒醒来以后看到这个令人兴奋的景象。
The disciples awoke to see this exhilarating experience seeing before them.
因为这个画面让他们看见了耶稣的荣耀。
Through this scene, they were able to see the glory of Jesus.
让他们肯定了耶稣是谁。
So they can be affirmed of who Jesus was.
这样的经历常常对人的一生带来关键的作用。
This kind of experience will lead to a critical linchpin influence to the rest of the life.
以至于几十年以后。
So much to that many years from then.
当彼得在写彼得后书的时候。
When Peter was writing the second book of Second Peter.
还提到这个经历对他的重要性。
He still mentioned the importance of that particular experience.
因为那个经历让他知道所信的是谁。
So that experience led him to truly be sure of who in whom he put his trust.
也让他确信自己的认识是真的。
That he also can be assured that his faith is real.
其实这个经历类似我们每个人的经历。
This experience is similar to the experience of each one of us.
这个经历好像我们在自己在我们的生命当中认识了谁。
It's like in our life when we come to know God.
我们经历了他的荣耀。
We have experienced his glory.
我们肯定了他是我们的神。
We can be affirmed that he is our God.
我们领受了他的恩典。
We have received his grace.
虽然每一个神的儿女经历的形式不同
Even though each one of us may have experienced it differently
但是那个本质是一样的
But in essence they are the same
这样的经历也对我们每个人的一生带来深刻的影响
These experiences will lead us to a critical change in our life
但是这个奇妙的经历好像有一个不太好的结束
But this particular miraculous experience seems to bring a sad ending
不但让门徒兴奋消失了
Not only did the apostles, the disciples lose their enthusiasm
而且呢天父的回应让他们不但扫兴而且害怕
The response from the Heavenly Father was not only disappointing but frightened them
为什么
Why?
因为彼得的一个提议。
Because Peter's suggestion.
他提议在这个山上筑三个棚子。
He suggested, let us build three shelters on the mountain.
给耶稣、以利亚、摩西住。
For Jesus, Moses, and Elijah.
那为什么这个提议不恰当呢？
Why is it inappropriate?
这个关键在于我们对搭棚的解释。
It hinges upon our definition of setting up shelters.
在现在我们到外面去露营要搭棚。
Now when we go camping, we'll set up shelters in tents.
对，我们搭棚是为了短暂的居留。
We pitch a tent so we can stay there temporarily.
但是在圣经的时代。
But in the time of the Bible, when it was written.
搭棚象征，这个棚子象征神在天上永恒的居所。
To set a tent to symbolize the eternal living, a dwelling place of God.
所以我只能在这里简单的说，搭棚的要求在于一个期待。
So here, simply put, the request to put up a shelter, it shows shows the expectation.
就是这个经历太美好。
The experience is so glorious.
你看有耶稣荣耀的显现。
You see the glorious display of Jesus.
有这两个属灵人透过他们的交谈对我们的信仰有这么大的开启。
Through the conversation with these two very spiritual people that are faith in their hands.
这样的经历好像在天上的经历。
This experience is almost as if we were in heaven.
这不是我们常说的在地如在天吗？
Isn't that exactly what we say on earth as it is in heaven?
太美好了。
It's so glorious, so wonderful.
所以最好我们一直待在这里。
Let us just stay here.
不要下山了。
Let's not go down anymore.
这种要求错了吗？
Is it wrong to request this?
我们现在牧师常常担心。
Nowadays, the pastors are often concerned.
我们很多人不羡慕这种经历。
Many of us do not aspire to have this kind of experience.
我们只热切在世上追求名利跟享受。
We're eager to pursue fame and wealth.
有人羡慕这种经验，我们感谢赞美主。
Once in a while, when we see people aspire to this kind of experience, we're really thankful for them.
我们求之不得。
We cannot ask for more.
但是在上帝的期待当中。
But in God's expectation.
这个要求事实上没有真正体察上帝的心意。
In reality, this is not in accordance to God's heart.
不是这种经验不重要。
It's not that these experiences are not important.
它很重要。
They are important.
问题在于只想要这种经验。
The problem lies on the covet of this kind of experience alone.
只想要停留在这种美好当中。
Only desiring to dwell in comfort.
这种期待是不是神的心意呢？
Are these desiring according to the heart of God?
从某一个角度来讲。
From a certain perspective.
搭棚的要求。
The request to build up shelters.
是不是一种流连安乐窝的可能的表现呢？
Could it be possible that there are an example of our desire to stay in our comfort zone?
神对他的儿女的心意。
The heart that God has for his children.
不是只停留在追求这样的经历而已。
It's not just to be, for our faith to be stunted by dwelling in this kind of comfort zone.
他向我们显现。
He manifests himself to us.
他赐我们恩典。
He gives us grace.
他为了拯救我们死在十字架上。
For the sake of our salvation, he died on the cross for us.
不是为了让我们在地上停留在这种美好的经验而已。
It is not so that we would just stay in this good experience.
神赐给我们恩典。
God gave us his grace.
是为了让我们能够承担他的使命。
So that we can bear his mission.
就好像耶稣基督来到这个世上
Just as when Jesus came onto this earth
不是只为了到那座变相山上彰显他的荣耀
It's not just so that he can manifest his glory on the mountain
然后来享受门徒还有其他的人对他的敬拜而已
It's not just to be glorified and worshipped by the disciples and all the people who beheld his glory
因此我们得救的目的不是为了享福
So the purpose of our salvation is not just to luxuriate in our comfort
我们得救是为了侍奉
We receive grace so that we can serve.
是为了使命。
It's for the sake of the mission.
而且我们所面对的使命不是花拳绣腿。
The tasks that are in front of us are not just form without substance.
而是要面对挑战。
That we are to face our challenges.
而是委身。
It's to submit, commit.
在真正享受永恒里天上的福乐前。
Before we can enjoy the full eternal glory in God, in heaven.
在我们现今的人生。
In living today,
迎接我们的是使命和代价。
What faces us are the commitment and the sacrifice.
如果只关注这些福乐，
If we are only enjoying our God's blessing,
而忘了更重要的神给我们的托付，
and forgot the commission that God has for us, which is more important.
这是不是一种流连安乐窝的表示呢？
Is it a kind of staying in our comfort zone?
如果一直流连在安乐窝当中，这是神的心意吗？
If we keep staying in our comfort zone, is it according to the heart of God?
今天是2013年的新年主日。
Today, this morning is the first morning of first Sunday morning of 2013.
我们常常会在新年立新的志向。
Oftentimes in New Year's, we set resolutions.
不晓得你立了2013年的新志向没有？
I don't know if you take time to make a resolution for the year 2013.
不晓得你的新志向是什么？
I don't know what your resolution may be.
今天当我们查考这段经文的时候，
Today when we examine the scripture,
我可不可以提出一个新年立志的角度？
May I propose to you a new perspective for your resolution making?
让我们每个人走出我们的安乐窝。
So that each one of us will step out of our comfort zone.
我们每一个人有不同的安乐窝。
Every one of us has a different comfort zone.
我也不知道你的安乐窝是什么。
I don't know what yours might be.
这是每一个人自己要面对的。
I know this is a question you yourself has to face.
不过我还是要针对我们的信仰跟教会。
But I want to point at our church and our faith.
简要地提出一些角度供大家思索。
Simply just propose something for you to meditate upon, to think about.
首先这段经文传达的信息是，
First, this passage tells us the message, which is,
神的救恩是为了呼召我们进入荣耀的使命。
God gave us grace so that we may enter into the glorious mission that He has.
而不是在自我中心式的享受信仰的好处。
It is not to cultivate a narcissistic entitlement, a state of complacency.
好像耶稣来到这个世上承担他的使命一样。
It's like when Jesus came to this earth, He bore His mission.
神要我们放下自我。
God told us to put aside ourselves.
承担他托付的使命。
To carry out His mission that He has entrusted in us.
甚至为此而付上代价。
So much so that we will lay down our lives for Him.
我们的安乐窝可能是只流连于要得。
Our comfort zone may be just wanting to receive.
我们不愿意给。
We do not want to give.
我们有一个危机。
We have a crisis before us.
我们在信主前是以自我为中心。
Before we come to the Lord, we live a self-centered life.
在信主之后，我们在恩典中仍然以自我为中心。
Oftentimes, after we receive the Lord, we still live in a spiritual comfort zone or a narcissistic state of receiving.
我们在信仰中关注的只是神给我什么。
In our faith, all we care about is what can God give me.
我们没有想到我领受了这么多。
I never thought of that I have received so much.
我应该为神做什么？
What should I do for God?
具体一点。
More concretely.
我们在教会中所想的可能也是领受，领受，领受。
In the church here, all we think about is what can I gain, gain, gain.
我们没有想到我们应该为教会付出什么。
I do not think about what I can give for the church.
走出你的安乐窝。
Step out of your comfort zone.
可能是指你能在今年为神付出什么。
Perhaps means that what can you do? What can you lay down for the Lord this year?
因着你的付出、你的见证、你的服事。
Because of your dedication, your mission, and then your ministry and your service.
让神的荣耀从你的身上彰显出来。
So that the glory of God can be manifested through you.
让神的心意透过你而更多的实现。
So the will of God can be fulfilled through you.
走出安乐窝。
Step out of the comfort zone.
可能也是指你今年可以在教会当中参与什么服事。
Perhaps may mean to you what can you participate, what ministry you can participate in the church this year.
而不再习惯于在教会当中做一个等人来服事你的人。
No longer stay behind and waiting to be served in this church.
走出安乐窝。
Stepping out of your comfort zone.
或者是指不怕面子，不怕困难。
Perhaps means that not weary of being losing face or encounter difficulty.
勇敢地在今年带领人来信靠耶稣。
Bravely in this year bring people to know the Lord.
第二个角度。
A second perspective.
走出安乐窝可能指的是走出我们生活的圈圈。
Stepping out of the comfort zone may mean stepping out of your social strata.
即使不是实际上的，我也希望的是意识上的。
Maybe it's not in reality, concretely, but in your thought, you should.
让我们有更多过去没有的眼界。
So that we can gain better perspective and viewpoint outlook.
付出更多的关怀和行动。
So we participate more in caring and compassion ministries.
我们教会的主要成员是中产阶级。
The bulk of our church congregations are in the middle class.
我们不是最富有的。
We're not the uber rich.
我们的年收入不绝大多数没有超过45万。
Most of us are not above, you know, their annual income of 450,000.
但是我们也不是贫穷的。
But neither are we the poorest of the poor.
虽然最近美国的经济压力很大。
Even though they're fiscally, we're not doing well as a nation.
但是中产阶级呢，还是比上不足，比下有余。
But the middle class are, you know, not too shabby compared to the, you know, poor or the rich.
中产阶级的生活是生活在蛮富裕的地区。
But the middle class usually live in the affluent societies.
让我们的孩子读好的学校。
So that our children can go to good schools.
让我们自己过安定的生活。
So we can live in a stable life.
我们的社区住的跟我们一样生活跟知识水平的人。
In our community, we experience people of the same social status as we, education status too.
这样的生活没有什么不好，也没有什么不对。
This kind of lifestyle, there's nothing, you know, good or bad about it.
但是我们要小心一件事。
But we need to be aware of something.
慢慢的，我们会以为全世界都是这样子。
Gradually, we'll come to the belief that the entire world lives as we do.
我们忘记了还有很多的人。
We will forget the many.
穷的没有饭吃。
They're so poor they have no food to eat.
他们在灾难当中。
They live in danger.
他们在凶杀没有安全当中。
They live without hope and without proper care.
即使有的时候新闻媒体稍微提醒我们。
Yes, the news media sometimes caution us and bring our attention to them.
或者我们有时候我们最近去看另外一个电影叫《悲惨世界》。
Or yet you may go to another movie called Les Miserables.
这种对人世间有悲剧的印象，说不定也是稍纵即逝。
Yes, sometimes they bring to your awareness the sadness of this world.
甚至我们的孩子也被保护得好好。
We protect our children so well.
然后他们要等到去了 Hopi, Lin 跟纽约中国城之后才能够感受到原来这个世界上还有贫穷的人。
Only until they go down the short-term mission to Hopi, Lin and New York Chinatown were they exposed to different kind of poverty.
我们不能说我们的生活是安乐窝。
I cannot say our life is a comfort zone.
但是我可不可以说中产阶级的意识呢是可不可能成为我们的安乐窝呢
But may I propose to you that the mindset of the middle class may become our comfort zone.
我们在里面感觉良好。
We feel pretty good in it.
因而忘了这个世界上有无数的需要。
And therefore we forget the numerous needs around us in this world.
因而也塞住了我们怜悯世人的心。
Therefore, our compassion for the society, the world, humanity is stunted.
我们可不可以走出意识上的安乐窝？
Can we step out of our cognitive comfort zone?
看得多一点。
To see more.
行动的多一些呢？
Be proactive.
安乐窝也可能指照顾周全的信仰环境。
Comfort zone may also refer to the worship environment, to the belief environment in which we are.
从一个角度来讲，我们在 Boston 成为基督徒，那个生活是非常的舒适的。
From a different perspective, to become a Christian in Boston is pretty luxurious.
因为没有人会因为你的信仰而逼迫你。
No one will persecute you or put pressure on you because of your faith.
你不会因为成为基督徒被处死。
You will not be put to death because of your faith.
这是一种信仰的舒适。
This is a kind of a luxury of our faith.
另外一种信仰的环境的舒适是什么呢？
Another environmental comfort that we have is
我们自豪地说
We arrogantly boast
CBCGB 提供的信仰环境包括属灵的跟物质的在北美都是最好的。
We boast to others that the kind of care that both facility materially and spiritually in this, offered in this church is of the highest caliber in this society, in North America.
我们有最专业的崇拜音乐。
We have a really professional worship team.
我们努力追求最好的讲道品质。
We pursue the highest quality in our preaching.
那今天可能例外。
Today's exception.
我们有最周全的成人主日学课程。
We have the most comprehensive adult Sunday school classes.
我们有最好的青少年跟儿童的 program.
We have the best youth and children's program.
然后我们有理想的设施。
We have ideal facilities.
甚至我们还觉得不够好。
Even though we think it's not good enough.
我再说这些都没有错。
I am stating again, there's nothing wrong with these.
因为这些都是许多的人尽心尽力努力预备的成果。
Because these are the results of many people's prayer and planning and work.
但是我也担心这会成为另外一种安乐窝。
But I fear these will become another comfort zone for us.
我们可能因此认为这种信仰环境是理所当然的。
We probably would take it for granted that we ought to have this kind of worship environment.
我有时候在想，这一定对我们的灵性好吗？
Sometimes I wonder, are these good for our faith, our spiritual state?
不一定。
Not necessarily.
当我们认为只有 cheese 蛋糕才是蛋糕的时候，海绵蛋糕就吃不下去了。
When you think only cheesecake are the real cake, you will not taste the sponge cakes.
我们的口味变高了。
We are our taste have been elevated.
所以我们不能忍受音乐没那么专业。
We cannot tolerate unprofessional music.
讲到沉闷令人想睡觉。
Or neither can we tolerate preaching that are so boring that we will fall asleep.
不能忍受对我们的孩子的照顾没有那么周全。
We cannot tolerate anything less than perfect care for our children.
当我们不能忍受我们的设施有一点拥挤
，We cannot tolerate a slight crowding in our facility.
我们甚至不能忍受停车后还要走十分钟才能够到柜台。
Furthermore, we cannot endure the 10-minute walk from the parking lot to the sanctuary.
如果我们只能习惯于这些的时候
，If we are only accustomed to these,
我们怎么走出这个舒适的环境
？How do we step out of this comfortable environment?
进入艰难的环境当中去承担使命呢
？Into a critical and challenging environment so that we can carry the cross that Jesus called us.
从教会的角度来讲。
From the perspective of the church,
走出安乐窝是不是也表示我们的教会不只满足跟流连于内在的丰富
？To step out of the comfort zone, does that mean that we are only to linger in this comfortable environment of the church?
而是更愿意走出去
？That we should be willing to step out,
服侍我们周围的人
，to serve the people in our community.
最近一个热门的话题
，Recently there is a very popular topic.
Arlington High Rock Church Church.
Arlington High Rock Church.
他们圣诞节音乐会收入门票收到15,000块。
The admission tickets that they received for the Christmas revel it was exceeding $15,000.
然后他们把15,000块完全捐给 Arlington Town.
So they gave the $15,000 entirely to the town of Arlington.
去用来支付一个社会工作人员 part-time 的薪水。
To help assist, you know, subsidize a part-time salary of a social worker there.
让他能够去帮助阿灵顿很多有需要的人。
So the social worker can go and lend a hand to many people in need in the town of Arlington.
我们能为我们的邻居跟我们的社区做什么
？What can I do for our society, for my society and our neighbor?
可能在 Lexington Town 太富裕了。
Perhaps Lexington is too affluent.
所以呢，大概不太需要15,000块。
Maybe $15,000 may not go far.
但是一定还有无数有需要的人。
But there must be numerous needy people.
我们为他们做什么
？What can we do for them?
我们现在在推动扩堂。
Now we're talking about expansion.
当我们完成了这个扩堂之后
，When we finish the expansion,
这个堂是我们自己享受呢
？Is it for our own enjoyment?
还是为了社区跟福音
？Or is it for the sake of the gospel and for our society, environment, a neighborhood?
我们是一个追求内在丰富的教会呢？
Are we the church that seek internal blessings?
还是向外专注拓展神国传扬福音跟服侍灵舍呢？
Are we the kind of church that will expand into our community and be God's blessings to them?
我想讲一个假设的比喻做结束。
I will give you a hypothetical to put scenario.
我们都熟悉圣经中按才干受责任的比喻。
We're all familiar with the story of the talents, parable of the talents in the Bible.
在马太福音25章。
In Matthew chapter 5.
这里面有三个仆人。
There are three servants.
其中有一千两的仆人，拥有一千两银子的仆人。
There are the talents, a thousand talents.
因为他没有好好利用他所得的。
Because he did not do well with what he did not manage well what he has gained one talent.
他把它埋起来。
He buried the talent.
他没有再赚一千两。
He did not double what he was given.
所以他被责备。
So he was scolded.
那么我就在想。
And I was thinking.
如果那个有五千两的仆人。
If the one with the five.
如果他想，反正我资本雄厚。
If he just thinks to himself, well, I already have plenty.
我随便投资都会赚。
No matter what I invest, I can gain.
所以他随随便便就赚了2,500。
If he was careless, you know, and he only received half of what he invested.
当主人回来的时候，他会受称赞或受责备吗？
When the master comes back, will he be praised or scolded?
他可以说我赚两千五比那个两千两的仆人赚的还多。
He can say, I've already gained, you know, half of what you gave me. It's already much more than what the other person had done.
但是他没有发挥天国最大的投资效益。
But he did not fulfill the biggest, you know, gain. He did not live up to his potential.
因为他不够忠心。
Because he was not faithful.
他到底该受责备还是该受称赞？
When you did not live up to your potential, should you be praised or to be scolded?
我们回到《哈比》这个电影。
We return back to the story, the movie of the Hobbit.
后来的发展是这样。
Later on, it developed this.
Bilbo Baggins 终于鼓起勇气。
Finally, Bilbo Baggins summoned his courage.
离开他的家和巫师矮人。
Left the Shire and with the dwarf and Gandalf the wizard.
一起去完成那一个使命。
Together, they carry out the mission.
这样的行动需要勇气。
This action takes courage.
需要一个愿意改变的勇气。
It needs a courage, willingness to be changed and transformed.
需要一个愿意探险的勇气。
A willingness to take risk.
耶稣也希望我们改变。
Jesus wants to transform us.
希望我们走出安乐窝。
So that we will step out of our comfort zone.
愿意探险。
So that we will be willing to take risk.
然后凭信心和耶稣一起下山。
So with faith, we come down the mountain with Jesus.
一起去面对使命。
Together, we can face the mission He has set for us.
什么是我们的安乐窝呢？
What is our comfort zone?
在2013年，我们要走出来的是什么？
In 2013, what do you have to step out of?
让我们一起下山吧。
Let's all come down the hill.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，求你让我们明白你的心意。
Lord, please help us so that we will know your will, your heart.
求你让我们遵循你的旨意。
So that we will obey your will.
求你让我们所受到的感动不是只是停留在头脑里面和心里面。
We ask that what we feel today does not stay in our brain, in our mind.
让它成为我们的生命。
That the moving of the Holy Spirit will become a lifestyle.
让它带出我们的行动。
It will carry out indeed.
求你让我们效法你的脚踪。
We ask that we will follow your step.
我们这样祷告。
This we pray.
靠耶稣基督的圣名。
It's by the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
In 今天的播饼之前，我们有一个特别的，是每一年头一个礼拜。Before our communion, we have a special event, which is the installation of new elders and deacons. 那我们现在要请陈立青长老还有夫人董淑。到前面来。
In the annual meeting last year, we elected elders and deacons to serve in this new year.
在我们去年年会的时候，我们特别推举出新的长老跟执事。
We will install these new elders and the deacons in Jesus' name in the presence of brothers and sisters.
我们是在耶稣基督的名底下，也在弟兄姐妹的面前选出来。
This year we are going to have seven elders in the board of elders.
今年我们会有七位长老在长老团。
Including two pastors, our senior pastor Kev Chen and associate pastor King Fry Choi.
也包括两位牧师，主任牧师，开地牧师跟景辉牧师，副牧师。
We have, elders, Li Ching Chen.
我们还有陈立青长老。
Casey Chu.
朱克杰长老。
Debbie Hall.
何明志长老。
And Terry Yan.
杨德利长老。
And Ming Sai myself.
还有蔡明哲长老。
At this point, I'd like to invite Li Ching and his spouse come up to. Oh, okay. I didn't see them. Li Ching has been with the church for many years.
陈立青长老跟在这个教会很多年。
He has served in many ministries.
他曾经在很多的服事中间有份。
Co- currently he is the chair of the mission committee and the chairperson of the core team in the Metro South Ministry.
现在他是我们财政委员会跟南区职堂的主席。
At this point, I'd like to invite all the elders and all the associate pastors to come over to get hands on them.
现在我们能请所有在任还有过去当过长老的跟我们的父母师一起到前面来。